Good afternoon, all you aviation enthusiasts out there. It's John back again. It is currently 1:21 p.m. on Eastern Time on Thursday, March 5th. As far as, let's see, Operation Epic Fury, and the Israelis, by the way, call it Operation Roaring Lion. It's been confirmed that a Qatar Emiri Air Force F-15 QA Ababil fighter was the one that shut down the Sukhoi Su-24 Fencer fighter aircraft the other day. And it's believed to be a Kuwaiti FA-18 that shot down from friendly fire the three U.S. Air Force F-15 Strike Eagles. And on a little bit of other news, the passing of Russ Meyer Jr. He was 93. He was the chair and CEO and chairman emeritus of Cessna Aircraft. He died in Wichita, Kansas. He was the CEO from 1975 to 2003. And the general aviation community and the civil aviation community mourns his loss. You don't have anything else on my podcast today, but once again, if anyone, I said again, apologize. I gotta stop saying if anyone has any comments, critiques, criticisms, anything positive or negative, please send me an email or log into my website or go to my website, I should say. And my email is JBB, the letters J, B, B, and the letters AND, AND, aviation, AVIATION, at sign hotmail.com. And my website, JP Beck World of Aviation .com. I'd like to hear from people out there in the world if you, that have an aviation interest. And I'll bring up again that I am going to the New England Air Museum, that's near Bradley Airport here in Connecticut, on April 16th to listen to Rick Warters talk about Chance Vaught and Fred Rentschler. Pratt & Whitney, Chance Vaught was from Vaught Aircraft Company, the company that made the Corsair in World War II. So I'll leave you all. Have a good rest of your Thursday afternoon, and hopefully I'll hear from someone, and good talking to you today. Bye for now.